proclamation number 8484 dated the May 1st, 1963. Activity of demonic powers disguised as angels of light. You shall be fighters for me and my kingdom, and thus you will also have to stand up to my adversaries' onslaught. But you will not fight alone, you will have me as your commander, and truly, I will lead you to victory, for he will be unable to bring you down since you fight with my strength and as my messengers. My might is certainly superior, you just have to utterly and completely entrust yourselves to me to come into full possession of strength when you need to resist him. Thus you need not be at all afraid, no matter what form his approach takes. He hides himself behind many disguises and will always try to scare my own, but he will not succeed when I'm asked for protection. But you should know that I do not speak with two tongues. I will not give one person this and another person a different teaching and explanation, and thus two masters have to be at work where conflicting spiritual teachings occur. But I know every person's heart, I know his attitude towards me, his eternal God and Creator, and I therefore also take possession of the heart which completely entrusts itself to me, and guide the person on all his journeys through life. If you could see to what extent my adversary's kingdom has spread and with what weapons he fights in order to gain supreme control during the last days, it would no longer surprise you that so much wickedness reveals itself and that the dark world fights the pure truth in every possible way. I can only ever tell you to trust me by completely handing yourselves over to me and allowing me to take care of you. And do not let satanic activities deter you. For I will prove to you that my might is greater and will show him his limitations too when the time has come. You should believe that there are also strong connections between the spiritual realm and earth and that the adversary is particularly busy due to disguising himself as the brightest being of light, which he is able to do because the state of each person's soul itself gives him the power for it. You don't know these demonic forces who will do anything during the lost days in order to pull people into ruin. But anyone who stays close to me truly will not need to fear these forces, even if they tried everything to worry the soul which is devoted to me. Many bad spirits are also embodied on earth during the lost days who serve their master as messengers from hell and cause much spiritual harm. They, too, are granted freedom, for they also could find salvation from an eternally long state of torment if they would accept salvation from Jesus Christ during their earthly life. These are demon-possessed souls whose time of embodiment as human beings has come, but who are still wholly satanically minded and do not stop their resistance. They are still totally subject to the adversary's influence and are fine accomplices to him. They believe to spread light but constantly try to extinguish it. They are in profound darkness and cannot escape from it, and yet they have to travel their earthly path with freedom of will, which can just as well bring them salvation. These demonic spirits will also try to mislead everyone who voluntarily belongs to me. But I myself will always stand between them and you, for they don't like me and take flight to avoid the light. Therefore you need not fear them. Nothing can harm you as long as you entrust yourselves to me, and my increased flow of strength will enable you to fend off every onslaught. You may not be touched by them because I myself will protect you from every harm and danger and because you work for me and therefore can also always rely on my help. Amen.